Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidavar Hashem Elov Mi'oil Moed Lamer. Rashi says, Vayidavar Hashem Elov L'mayit is Aaron, to be M'mayit Aaron. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, 13 Dibrois were said in the Torah to Moshe and Aaron. And connected that, 13 Miyutim, to teach you that they were only said to Moshe and not to Aaron. So 13 times it was said to Moshe, not to Aaron. No, it was said to Moshe to tell over to Aaron. So Shiloh's asked over here, L'chayra, what would be more appropriate to tell directly to Aaron than the Korbanos? He is the more of the Hashmaitse, he's the maker of Korbanos. So why was B'davka said to Moshe to say to Aaron? So I saw Teretz. We know that there's three amudei ha'olam al shloisha dvar ma'olam ha'imed al ha'tayrav al ha'vayidav al milas chasad. So it sounds like it's three separate pillars, but the emes is that avoid and milas chasad are not separate from tayrav. They have to come through tayrav, and it has to be done through the approach of tayrav. Said over once a vart based on the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says in a little bit of a different nusach, but I heard a different interpretation of it. Why did the Sar Shalaisa B'davka start up with Yaakov? Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak, Sar Shalaisa was like the Yitzhahara. So why did B'davka start up with Yaakov? So Chofetz Chaim says Parshat, because Avraham is Chesed, and Yitzchak is Avoida, Yaakov is Torah. And the worst thing for the Satan is Torah. Barasi Yitzhahara, Barasi Torah Tavlan. See, he fights B'davka against Torah because he knows that once you disarm the enemy, which we're trying to do now in Iran, disarm the enemy. When he disarms our main weapon, which is Torah, he knows he's won. See, B'davka tried fighting against Yaakov. So I once heard a very beautiful interpretation, a little bit of a different angle on this pshat. He says, Avoid is a gewalt de gezach, but if it's not done from a perspective of Torah, then it's not avoided. You have people that are doing transcendental meditation, and mamash, ooh, I feel the vibes, mamash and shaykh, you know, mamash not doing anything. Same thing with Gemilas Chasodim, people donate to the craziest of causes, and no shaykh is to anything of value, right? So if you don't have Torah, you don't have avodah Gemilas Chasodim either. That's why B'davka started up with Yaakov, because he knew if he takes away Torah, he's taking away everything. And that's the pshat over here. The pillar of Avoida, Hagam, is Takashayach Ta'aran, but it has to come through the Tzinar of Torah. It has to come through Moshe Rabbeinu in order for it to be truly Avoida. Rashi brings down also, L'chol Dibris, L'chol Amiris, L'chol Tzivuyim, Kodma Kriya. Yikra el Moshe, Kodma Kriya, a Lashon of Chiba, Lashon Shemalachi Hasharis Mishnam Shemba. But for the Nevi'e Yumis HaOlam, it comes by Akroi, by Yikor. All of a sudden, it's not with the Kriya. So you have to understand, why did the Torah B'davka tell us this over here in the parsha of the Korbanos? It says, by Yikra in other places, Avosab is this remez, that by Yikra is a Lashon of Chiba, it's a calling. Why does it say it over here B'davka by the parsha of the Korbanos? So I saw in the Sefer L'Sitcha Elyon, he says, very nice pshat. He says, Vayikra b'chlovos, after the Hakamas on Mishkan, last week's parasha, the Onan rested on the Mishkan. So after the Hakamas on Mishkan, Sefer Vayikra is primarily of how we keep the Shechina resting there. It's one thing to get the Shechina to rest there, but we want to maintain it there. So one thing, major thing was the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Akrovas Korbanos, and all the other Avodahs in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Reish Shivarishan. The word carbon comes from the word Kiruv, right? So to keep Hashem close to us, you have the Korbanos. After that, you have the negatives that cause the Shekhinah to part from us. Macholos Asuris, Tumis Meis, Arayis, Mitzayra. So we have to know what to do to keep that in check, to be able to keep the Shekhinah. And then you have the Mayadais, which brings back the Iskarvas between us and HaKadosh Baruch. So being that Sefer Vayikra talks about maintaining the Shekhinah and the Kurva, so B'davka over there it says, Vayikra, Hashem is calling out to us. I have a desire for the kirva with Klal Yisrael. That's the tachlis of the bria. So Vayikra is a lashon of chiba. I want that hiskarva. So do everything possible that you can do that. And these are avodas that involve kirva. It needs hachana also. They need hachana. Needs preparation. So B'davka, the Torah tells it to us over here by Yikra, when it deals with all of the halachas and all of the mitzvahs that keep the Shechinah within us, it uses a lashon of Yikra, which is a lashon of a calling to us, a lashon of chiba, a lashon of kirva, to realize this is what Hashem desires, and this is really the tachlis of the bria. Says in the pasuk, Odom ki yakrim yikem karban Hashem. Man will be makrim from you a karban. Hashem, min ha-behema, min ha-bakaru, min ha-tzayim, ta-krivu es karbanchem. It's a beautiful pshad here from the Apter Rebbe, Rav Yishua Heschel, Zeichet Tzadu v'Kodesh L'Brach, the Balai of Yisrael. He says, when a Yid is Mekayim, Odom ki Yakar of Mikem, that means he's Mukhen, he's ready to be Makar of himself, ta-Kodesh Baruch Hu, ben Mesiris Nefesh, for the Bayre Yoylam. Odom ki Yakar of Mikem, that's an emes dike korban Hashem. However, if you're not willing to do that, you're just willing to bring a behema, min a behema, min a bakru, min a tzayin, but you're not getting yourself involved, that's takriv les korban Hashem. That's already your korban. That's not a korban Hashem. The korban that Hashem desires is you should be makriv of yourself. Diktirei hakoyin hamizbeicha lechem isha Hashem. Lechem Isher Lashem. Now from Pashtain, why is a carbon called Lechem? What's the connection to the two? So the Mekubal HaGoyin of Avram Simcha Bamtzislov, Zechitzadim Kodesh Lebrach, he was a nephew of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He was Mavarid Al Pi HaMaisa Shoy, and I have to be Magdim, a disclaimer that the next two, you know, things we're going to say, I can't say that I have much Shaykhs to, you know, we're not holding by the Bay. However, it's like a bechin of Mosi Agiu Maisa and Maisa Avoyse. If we talk about it and learn it together, so epis, we have asog in it that we could aim to reach such a madrega. So Zokt Rav Avram Simcha of Amsislav al Pia Maisa Shahoya. There was a Maisa in Nevardik, there was a Dibik that went into a kid. And they warned him that if he doesn't leave, that they're going to take him to the Goyim to get rid of him. So the Imam started getting the tzitzit. She says, why are you so worried about the Goyim? Goyim is not like a known Mekubal who's Mesagev himself, with Tanesim, whatever, and these kinds of Zachim, like other Tzadikim. So why are you so afraid of the Goyim? So the Dibbuk answered, Oiloi from his Achila. Woe is to us from his Achila, that's Mazik us more than Taniyas of other people. He says, because his Achila is Shkula to the Korbanas that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Bir hadvarim, the kavon of the karbonis and the achila is all one. It's like Chazal say, "Kozman shebeis hamigdash kaim is beich mechaper al Yisrael." Va'achshav shulchanim mechaper alav. Means an achila l'shem shemayim, when a person eats l'shem serving Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when he has the kavonah, I want the koiches that I get from this food to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also has a bracha in mind, and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is bringing this food up, this ruchni is the ketachlis, that's like a carbon. That's why we find by a carbon a lashon of achila, it says, ki es lechem elekecha hu makriv. It's talking about the carbon, lechem ishel Hashem, because the carbon is eaten like the achila kalap yishamayim. And that's why Zinyi was saying, divrei Torah by the shulchan, to be makavish the yoichel, it should be like a carbon. So that's probably when it says lechem ishel Hashem. The fire offering to Hashem is daimed to lechem. It's the lechem of Hashem, and also our lechem could become like that. I saw a shmuz from my shver, Zol Gezun Zayn. They put out a sefer from him, a shiurim on Chumash. So he said he picked up a sefer that had shmuzim from a chassidus shemashgiach in the yeshiva. So he wanted to see, you know, what kind of shmuzim he gives. So he said the Dover Nifla to the Bachram. He said that there used to be a minigate of chassidim, emzdik chassidim, that before they had a regular suda, they used to go to the mikvah. a regular suda. They used to go to the mikvah for a regular suda. What's the pshat? Because for them it was an avoid. Eating a regular suda was an avoid. So he said, we're not holding by that madreig. But at least we could say a kapitel tilm after we wash. We make hamaitzi. You know, rather than saying bismillah David beforehand. So he was speaking about the inyan of achila, achila being a carbon. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Kursam of Zion, a person should not make hamaitzi until they bring salt in front of him or lift on something to dip in. If it's lechem nekiya, pas nekiya, then you don't need. But the Rama says over there, when you call makay mitzvah l'haniach al kol shulchan melech koydim shiv tzaya, ki hashulchan daima l'mizbeach v'achila l'karbim v'nemar al kol karbon chatakrib melech. And also he says it's megim in aparonias. So that's the limit over here in lechem isha l'hashem. Again, it's like Moshe yu maisel maisa avoyse, even a little bit. You know, to introduce that inyan of I'm eating l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm not eating l'shem HaEgen HaRotz. In that same sikha, Mishra speaks about the inyan of being makar of karbonis. It's really based on what the Ramban says. What's the inyan of being makar of karbonis? Shechting an animal, bringing it on the Mizbeach, and some Ayur Dikazach, and we daven for it, you know, we daven for Sachzenenim Shukhlesim Barach, and we want to bring back the karbonis. So Talmud asked my shver, he says, you know, how can I have kavon of a hoshev as avoid the lidur beisach? He said, I picture what the karbonis must have looked like. You know, in the Beis Hamikdash, shechting animals, the blood is all over. Then you have to take the animal to get it skinned, and the smell, and this and that. Like, I can't envision myself wanting karbonis. So my shver told him that when you have a rotzen, a very stark rotzen to do something, then the sides don't stare you. For example, he says a woman, she goes through tsar ibur and tsar leida, and after the leida, how much, you know, difficulty till she recovers, and yet she wants more and more children. What's the pshat? The rotzen is so great, she doesn't look at the side effects. Same thing, a fellow who has the she'ifa to become wealthy, he'll go through all kinds of travels and trips and all over and all kinds of shverikait and maybe sometimes sleepless nights. Doesn't shtara, because he has that goal in mind, that main goal. Someone whose rotzen is strong to bring a carbon to Hashem, he doesn't look at these side things. It's bloody, it's fatty, it's greasy. He doesn't look at that. It doesn't play a role. But what's takadinyan of a carbon? What is the carbon? The Turin Arachayim Simen Kuf Chav says on the, well, we say, V'ishe Yisroel S'filosam B'ahavas Kabel V'rotz. Says, V'yafal pi she'ena to avoida, even now we don't have the avoida of karbonis, u'mispalo on the tefila, it should be b'makom karbon, should be makabel v'rotz and l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch. And he brings down a medrash, Michoel Sar HaGodol, Makriv nishmosin shal tzadikim ala mizbeach shal naila. And about this day we're misakin v'ishe Yisrael. In other words, we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel the korbanos of the tzadikim that are brought on the mizbeach. Moran misaktas chagiga, Dafid Bey says there's Zion Rikiyim. One of them is Zvul. Over there there's a Beis HaMikdash. And what are they makriv? There's no sheep up there. Your makriv, the neshamas of tzaddikim on the mizbeach. That's the ishe Yisrael, the men of Klal Yisrael. What's the pshat in that? So he said, the pshat is ein oid mulvade. Everything is Hashem, and we're also a mitzias of Hashem. There's nothing else besides him. That means we are a mitzias of Hashem. Every mitzias in the Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Problem is that there's an ani that's being mafsik between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the guf, there's the ritzainas, there's the taiva, you know, there's the yetzahara that's within us, that's being mafsik. So I want to give myself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a carbon. Then the easiest way would be to jump into the fire and be makriv myself as a carbon. That's Aser Gomer, Chaybahem, like Shiyamazmahem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the possibility of a carbon. The Hainu, the makriv, a behema of flesh and blood. And that's b'mkayim our guf. And b'shas ma'ise, have kavonet, that really, I don't want there to be any dover hamavsin between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm being mevatel myself totally Taka Kodesh Baruch Hu, is if I'm the one that's going into the fire and I'm being mevatel my rosin totally. That is what it's all about. Tzadikim, they're makrav their retzaynis Taka Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what Michal was being makrav on that Mizbeach. They built up within themselves the rosin to be makrav themselves to Hashem. That inner rosin to be makrav themselves to Hashem. So you do a, people overheard the Chofetz Chaim saying, you know, Mosai Ove, I'll be able to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim. So the Chofetz Chaim, with his unbelievable wife, he had a title to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim. He still mumbled it to himself. Tzadikim have the Ritzayins, they give them a vatal their Ratzin, battle Ritzayinchim b'pnei Ritzayinai. That is what is the korban on that Mizbeach that he's Makrav. So a way of our being Makrav korbanis is to give up our Ritzayinus. Now he quotes over here a Dover Nifl. It's Gedai Mamish to hear this. He says he borrowed a sefer from Rav Shlomo Volba wrote a sefer, Pirkei Kinyan Das. And over there he brings down a list of Kabbalahs for Yom Kippur from his Rebbe, Hagoyin HaTzadik Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz, Zeichet Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Bracha, when he was young. This is what he writes in his Pinkus HaKabbalah. He says, I was Mizbeinein and I saw I'm not in my Egen Urshus. I'm not my own person. I'm in the hands of others mamish. What is that? The Chaymer, the Gashmias, with the Ovis and Toldus of that Chaymer, they are the ones that are ruling over me. Not only that, but they also give Shoichat to my Seichel to try and fool it as if to say that, you know, utilize your Koichas for the Taivas. So Mimela, I was Makabal on myself, Bli Neder, to train myself to make the Das a Moshel within me. Maybe Hashem will help me. I'm Makabal on myself, Bli Neder, that every single day, five times, I'm going to be Mavatal my Rotsin. If I have an urge to do something, I'm Bedavka going to do Lehepach. And the Knas for that is that if I miss one day doing this, I have to give a Knas of 10 coins. So you see from his words that there's a mulchama within the person of Das versus Rotsin. The Rotsin schleps us in every single direction, and the Das is the Melech that's shaylut on it. I once saw in a Hagdama, Sefer Chassan Sefer, Melech is Noyach on top, then the Lev, then the Kovet, then the liver with the Gashmis, the Kinyonim. And Lehepach is Kolein, union of destruction. So then Rosh Shlomo Volba continues. And he says, Ha'odam ha'poshet, he lives with little ritzainis. He's mafsik his limud, to drink a little bit, or to have a little smooze with his friend, tell over a little joke. Or when he's amongst his friends, he wants to, like, get the attention. When he walks in the street, he wants to look here and look there, or whatever's done there. And this is the way a person rolls from one rutzen to the other, from one matzav to the other, all involved in his ritzainis. That's what a person is. So if a person is willing to be mevatel his ratzon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the inyan of the korban, right? And then that's something we could be makor of korbanos every day if we, you know, if we, I want to do this, I'm not doing it. You know, Rebellion Lopian, he one time was waiting for a bus. It's taking long for the bus to arrive. One bus came, it was packed, it passed right by, and another bus. Finally, he did a terrible avla. He turned his head to see if a bus was coming. He says, Oi, in kel what mimishen gemen klep of them. They trained them. I think Rabbi Yeruchim is the one that said that when he came to kel, he came for Myra, was the first tefillah. And he very much wanted to see the altar of Kelm. But he wasn't allowed to pick up his head to look at him. They didn't pick up their head. They look, you know. Yaakov Kamenetsky's Zatzal said over that he spent time in Kelm for a while. I think right after he was married. He was once davening. It was a Monday or a Thursday. And they were looking for a kohen. And there was no kohen there. So that's a Yamad bin kohen. And Rav Yaakov points to, there's a kohen just walked in. So afterwards, somebody came over to him, Taka, a kohen walked in. But what were you doing looking at the back to see that there was a kohen there? They were so disciplined and calm that they almost worked on that. You didn't just turn your head because you wanted to turn your head. That was mamish discipline. So that's the thing of being mevatel aritzayinus. Again, I'm far from holding by that, but chayev odom loyim amosay agiyu maisa lamaisa avaysay. Oy hoyda elo chatosay asher chotam. If a fellow hoyda elo chatosay that he sinned, the hevi karbonoi si'iras izim tamimo nekeva. Oshigot al chatosay asher chotam. So, the Oyv Yisrael, the Abdur Rebbe, he was talking once with Hasidim, and he was describing a scene. Fellow Choshev Yid, Reb Herschel, Chuvedik Yid, and he was over, reshoiging on something, he had to get a carbon chatas. So he goes to the shuk, place where they sell animals, he says, I need a nekeva, a seira nekeva for a chatas. Guy tells him, Rav Herschel, you know, for a shlomim, you don't need a nekeva. For a shlomim, he's a yod zacher. So basically, I need a nekeva. Rav Herschel, you? Pella, chattas, okay. Finally, he buys it, b'zayinus number one. He's walking in the street with his she-goat, you know, people see, and he's mevuzet. And finally, he makes it off to Har HaBayis with his goat. And there's been a lot of people there. And the goat gets all scared, zoom, and makes a run for it in the other direction. He's running after it, and it gets lost, and he can't find it. So he stops people in the street. Did you maybe see a nekeva de gesir here over there? What do you need a nekeva de gesir? You, Reb Herschel, need a seer nekeva, boss. Finally, he tracks it down. Brings it back to Har HaBayis, and he runs back into the people again. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I saw you found. We see you found your Aveda, Baruch Hashem. Finally, he comes to the Kayin, Seira Nekeva. And he says, Herschel Nekeva? No. He says, you can imagine that before he does another Aveda B'Shoigeg, that's the way he was retired, what it looked like, that the B'Zyonis, from an Averi B'Shege. I'd like to quote a Moridik Sefer HaChinuch. Mamish, very tsuga past our times. V'im lo yisasig yodei l'shtei so. We're talking about a carbon oil of Yairei. Carbon oil of Yairei, so he can bring a chat as a behema, or if he doesn't have enough money, he could bring shtei soir my shtei b'nei yayna. And then, if he can't even afford that, that's a carbon of Dali Dalam. So the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kufchov Gimel says, the imhu oni, the hevi kazva is seira, if he's an oni, it's the Dali Dalam. And he brought a kazboy of seira lo yotzi deichavos. V'hatam zok dechinuch levi sha'acher shohakel baruch hu richem olav upatrei bekach. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis and he patered him, einoi bedin sheyitchoik atzmai lohavi biyoser mimah shetaseg yodei. Person should not bring more than what he could afford. And with this, a person will be kind of eitzah levilti asois haitzois bi yoyser meharoi loy lefim amoyne. Person should never overspend from what he's roy, because that'll cause him to be geizel as habrius when he seeks out what he needs and he can't find it. The Mepharshim ask on the Sefer HaChinuch, where did he get this halacha from? By Mitzori, you find that there's a more expensive carbon and a lesser one. There is a ribui that is good if an ani brought the richer carbon. So Schwab wants to say, over there, there's only a choice of two carbonis. So you have a ribui to up one. If you upped one madrega, that's okay. But over here, with the Torah, you have three madregas, and he ups it two. For that, there is no ribui. Rishwab still says, you know, Mishnah Melech asks it as a kasha. Rishwab still says, like, what's the mocker? Abba Lamai said, that's what the Chinuch says. Chinuch is a region. And we have to learn a lesson not to overspend today. It's a major problem, especially with the credit cards. The Rotson says one thing. and the das says something else, and the rotzen overcomes the das. Then the guy becomes a bal chay rachman al uslan, and then, you know, he has his problem. And Agav, I like to finish off with a vort b'negeya to Pesach. You know, the Haggadah Seder B'nai centers around the matzah. Ho achma anyo, the achalo avasanu, lechem oini, with the afikoymen. So why is that the ikr, zokta maral? Because an oni is the freest person in the world. An oni is the freest person in the world. He's not totally in anything gashmi. Just like the matzah, it's not totally in chocolate, it's not totally in salt or vanilla, it's flour and water, vizet, who? Pshitus, that's it. Nothing complicated, nothing added, no whipped cream, no extras. And a person that gets himself used to not being totally in the different amenities of the world and the different taivas, that is the symbol of cheres. And that's what the matzah is supposed to teach us, Pesach by night. So Murray the Kalimun fits in very well with over here. Like to wish everybody Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and Mirtz Hashem. Maybe we'll be Zoichet to Fabreng in Yerushalayim, bring the Korban Pesach together. I always say over that, what was his name? Who used to sell the matzahs for Beis Shragia? Goldstein. What? Rabbi Goldstein. So he always used to vinch me on that my matzah should be possible for Pesach. He says, because they were baked bitumah. So Mashiach should come and we're going to have to rebake the matzahs b'tahara. That was the bracha he used to say over always. We should be zoicha takit to the gulu shleim of Meir v'yameinu, amen.